quite no business I know.
Hold it, Epstein. Hold it. Where are you going with that projector?
Nowhere.
What do you mean nowhere? You're obviously going somewhere. Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm there. If you would have asked me out there, I would have said here. But I'm not there. I'm here, so I ain't going nowhere. There's no business like show.
Epstein, I've been looking all over for you.
It just got worse. Pavelli.
Mary, I think we're about to be harassed by the principal. Hey, Mr. Woman, I didn't do nothing. I'm clean. He says he's clean. Yeah, go ahead. Search me.
He said, go ahead, search him.
I wouldn't touch your body. How do I know where it's been?
In that case, I gotta go. See you later. Come on, Murphy.
I thought you wanted to see Epstein.
Epstein? Is he here?
I'm going back to my office. I'm going to think about what you said. And if any of it makes any sense, I'm going to have myself committed.
Well, Juan Epstein, the original Mr. Movies.
Come on, I'm busy. What can I do you out of, Cavelli?
You're doing your little job, right, Juan?
That's right.
So you're doing a job, right, Juan? Hey, what kind of job you doing anyway?
I'm in charge of visual aids. Why?
Because that's exactly what we need, is a little visual aid.
You don't need no visual aid, Cavelli. You need mental aid.
Oh, yeah?
Murray. Juan. I'm talking genuine, adults-only, triple X-rated, Technicolor, hardcore motion picture.
What? He say we got a hot flick.
Hey, what's good?
Goody, we're gonna see movies.
What do I do? You'll never, ever touch another man's property. It's like an unwritten law. See, if a man has a skin flick and he wants you to see it, he'll say, here, look at my skin flick. And then you look at it.
Y'all saying that y'all got an X-rated movie?
Yeah. But look, we can't look at it until Juan sets it up on the projector.
An X-rated movie?
Come on, you guys. I can't show an X-rated movie here in the class.
An X-rated movie?
Where they really show the X's?
Hey, yo, Juan.
Yeah.
I know you can't show that film in class, but, what about the projector in the school auditorium?
Hey, we could use that projector there to show that film, huh?
That's right. In the school store, man!
Yeah.
Oh, no. The school store is open all day except during lunch. No. Mm-mm.
Horshack. Horshack, you're a genius.
What?
School store at lunch hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The lunch hour is for eating your food in the cafeteria. It is not a time to enjoy yourselves. No.
Yo, Cavelli, let me ask you something. What if we get caught?
We're not going to get caught. Look, it's my film. I'll take the heat, all right? It's my tale. Don't worry about it. You guys are nothing but innocent bystanders.
Porn flicks for lunch. Porn flicks for lunch. Porn flicks for lunch.
What was that?
I said corn flakes for lunch.
Just keeps getting worse.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot. Cause we got him on the spot.
Mr. Woodman, you wanted to see me.
Oh, Julie, you got a big problem. Some fool parents are coming in here right now with some fool complaint.
How did that get to be my problem?
Wasn't it your idea to show a sex education film to the senior class?
Yes.
And weren't you the one who selected the film?
Yes, I was.
Well, I told these people that.
Did you also tell these people that all this was done with your approval?
It's none of their business. Now, these people are very upset by this program, Julie. You can use your womanly charms to settle them down.
But, Mr. Woodman, this whole program was set up with the approval of the Board of Education. If these people are against sex, that's their problem. Let them complain to Mother Nature.
It's sex education in the schools they're against, and that's your problem. And they may have a point. This film seems a little unnecessary. I mean, I never had any sex education. Look how I turned out.
I see what you mean. I better talk to these people as soon as possible.
Good. No reason why that stuff can't be taught in the home.
Is that where you learned it?
Well, of course. When I was 16, my father took me aside. He said, son, he called me that. Said, you're going to hear a lot of talk about the things men and women do together when they're alone. He said, don't you believe any of it. I've always tried to live by that. Oh, hello, folks. You here already? This is Mrs. Carter. She'll answer any questions
hello.
You have.
Hello.
This program is entirely in her hands. You see, mine are clean. Bye.
How nice that
now,
you
got. Now, let's not waste time, Miss Carter. Now, I'm Miss Ugler. This is Mr. Finch and Miss Johnson.
Hello.
Now, we're concerned about this sex education in the schools, and we'd like to get it out of our school system right now.
Ah, well, I can understand your concern, but our program...
stinks.
That wasn't exactly the word I was going for. Why don't you all sit down here?
Okay.
Now, listen, we are really here because we are very concerned about this program that you're initiating.
Well, Mr. Finch, I can understand your concern, but if you were more familiar with our program, I think you might feel differently. For instance, the film that we're showing today, we're going to show to some of our freshmen.
Oh, no, you're not. We send our kids here to get an education, not to watch disgusting sex movies.
Isn't there a chance that programs like yours give our children ideas? Wouldn't they get along fine if you just left them alone?
They don't get along fine. Do you people have any idea about the teenage pregnancy rate in this country? Or the teenage VD rate.
All right, if you're going to talk dirty, I'm leaving.
Mrs. Carter is simply trying to discuss the issue.
All right, Miss Carter, but if you try showing this sex movie to our children, we're going to come down on you hard.
Mrs. Zugler, please. We're concerned parents, but we're not unreasonable. Now, I don't think that we should judge the film without seeing it first.
I agree.
Thank you. Mrs. Zugler, would you please sit down? This is a simple, animated movie depicting the biological facts of life. You know, birds, flowers, butterflies, that sort of thing.
But how do we know that?
Okay, I tell you what. I will show you the film, and I'll stand there with you. I'll explain the film to you just the way I would explain it to our students. Then if you still find it objectionable, we'll cancel it.
That seems fair. That's pretty
good. Okay, we'll look at your movie. But I don't want you there because I don't want you standing over me telling me something's clean when I know it's dirty. And if it's dirty, if it's dirty, you're in for trouble.
Well, I'm not worried about that, Mrs. Zugler. You see, I happen to like the kids in this school. And I wouldn't show them anything that I wouldn't show my own mother. Now, I'll have one of the students run the projector for
me. Now, wait a minute. I can run the projector, all right? I mean, we don't want any of the children involved in this.
Okay, fine. The projector is set up in room 11. You can just start it. It's up at the top of the stairs.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Little lights. Camera. Action.
Hey, Juan, turn it on.
Right. Action.
What is that?
What is that? Oh, I
Jane. It's that's right, Horseshack. It's a flower.
Oh, here comes the hummingbird.
Hey, Cavelli.
What is that hummingbird doing?
This ain't it.
What? Oh, here comes a butterfly.
What do you mean? What do you mean this ain't it? This is the film you gave me.
No way, man. This is not the film.
He say,
Here comes Mr. Bumblebee.
Wait a minute. If this is not your flick, it must be Mrs. Carter's flick.
Yeah, well, I want to know where's my flick.
Shh. Mrs. Carter probably got your flick.
In the other projector.
Disgusting film I've ever seen.
Phil, this is Phil's kids are gonna roll for this. I've never been so excited in my life.
There is a possibility we may be too late.
This day keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Woodman. When those people see that film, this day will get better and better.
This piece of filth is all the evidence we need.
I have to go along with Mrs. Juggler. This is nothing but pure filth.
And you are nothing but an irresponsible trollop.
Now, just a minute. I will remind you that we are ladies and gentlemen, and we should behave with dignity and decorum.
And as for you, you sawed-off little twerp. Going to jail.
You're
going
to ruin my career and put me in jail for something this trollop did?
Oh, Mr. Woodman, please, how can you say a thing like that?
I'm sorry, Julie. I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on here. You're showing pornography to innocent school children.
Right. We just looked at this so-called sex education film, and it's nothing but trash.
May I see this film, please?
Oh, give it to him. It's evidence.
That's all right. We have three witnesses who've seen this vile film.
I saw that film myself. I cannot believe that this is happening.
I cannot believe this is happening.
I can't believe this is happening either.
We'll be back tomorrow morning. And if either one of you is still working here, we gonna blow the whistle.
Take your hands off me.
Mr. Woodman, I just cannot understand those people getting so upset about a little film called The Passionate Plumber. Mr. Woodman, this is not our film. What are we going to do?
With time off for good behavior, I'd say about 10 years.
Mrs. Carter, is it true Mr. Woodman may get canned?
Both of us. And not May, Will.
What if you said it wasn't your fault, huh? What if you said somebody switched the movies, huh?
What do you guys know about this?
Oh, hey, that's a long, sad story.
Hey, Mrs. Carter. Now, speaking for the tongue-tied trio, here's how they explained it to me. You see, Carvelli brought this certain film to school, and he didn't have it. Murray did. But Murray just carried it for Carvelli, and Horseshack picked it up. However, the film that Horseshack picked up, it wasn't Carvelli's. But Carvelli grabbed it and gave it to Murray. So the film Epstein put in the projector wasn't yours. It was Carvelli's. And the one that Carvelli took from Horseshack and gave to Murray, that was yours. Are you following me?
No.
Well, anyway, now when Washington said...
Thank you very much, F. Lee Delabar. Take your place back with the other guys. Thank you. I would like to talk to the parties involved. Juan.
Okay. Carvelli bought this film into school.
The Passionate Plumber.
The very one. So when I decided that, well,
wait,
maybe we
wait,
take
wait,
a...
Wait. Who put that film in my projector?
I did, but you got to understand the circumstances.
That's enough. Guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Juan alone.
Deal with it.
Juan, just say you didn't know what you're doing, you know? That covers about 95% of what you do anyway.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, huh? Come on, I'll face the music.
Juan!
Oh, yeah. Juan, that's me. You know, sometimes I get myself mixed up with the other guys.
Okay, Juan, if you put that film in that projector, I want you to go to the parents and tell them.
Oh, no. I can't do that. I mean, I can't tell them the truth. I'm going to get expelled. My mother's going to find out. Socially, I'll be ruined.
Okay, Juan, don't worry. I won't think on you. The parents want blood, I'll just give them mine.
Come on, come on. That ain't fair. Now, it wasn't your fault.
Yes, it was, Juan. You see, I made one very big mistake.
What was that?
I trusted you. Look, it's unfortunate that this had to happen, but it was all a misunderstanding and it was my fault. Mr. Woodman had nothing to do with it.
Now, just a minute, Miss Connie.
Now, let her finish.
I started the program. I selected the film. I should be the one to suffer the consequences.
Well, I appreciate that, Julie, but I can't let you do it. I authorized this program, and I'm responsible for it.
Isn't this quaint? First she says she's responsible, then he says he's responsible. Who's going to take the blame next, the school mascot?
I did it. I set up the projector. I put the film in it. So go on, go on. Send me up to the big house, all right? Hey, come on, take it easy.
One bad movie a day is enough.
You dear, dear people. You saw the wrong film. This is the film that you were supposed to see.
Do you expect us to believe that the whole thing was a mistake?
That's enough. Look, I appreciate you boys trying to take the blame, but Juan was just following my orders. I gave him the film to put in the projector.
What are you talking about?
Why, Mrs. Carter?
To prove a point. To show you the difference between sex education and pornography. Too many of our kids get their sexual knowledge from films like you saw yesterday. Think about it. Is that how you want your kids to learn the facts of life?
Yeah. No. That's what we're trying to stop.
That's right. Then we should try and stop it together. Instead of trying to stop responsible sex education.
Are you saying that your sex education class will keep our kids out of these filthy movies?
No. We can't always control what they see. But if the school, the home, the community, and the church all work together, we can arm our kids with the truth so that movies like this won't mislead them.
I think I'm getting the message, Miss Connor.
Good. Okay, Mr. Epstein, would you bring in the projector, please?
Certainly.
Here's the film, Mrs. Carter, the Birds and the Bees movie. Are you sure you want them to see that butterfly?
You know, it might be better if the children left the room, just in case.
Oh!
Hey, come on, Horseshack, come on. You know, you surprised me. I thought you knew everything about sex.
I do! But I just want to see the end of the movie. I want to find out if the hummingbird and the daisy get married.
Yeah, Mrs. Carter, we just showed up against this wall over here.
Thank you, Mr. Epstein.
Thank you, Mrs. Carter. Well, I'm going to load it up for you.
No, I think I better do it myself this time. Here, you do it.
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Carter. Trust, huh?
That's right, Juan.
Hey, excuse me, gentlemen, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's a certain piece of property that's rightfully mine, and I think it should be returned.
He said, fork over the flick.
Yeah, well, your certain piece of property is in a certain place in the basement. The incinerator.
Yeah, your movie was elected to the Hall of Flames.
Yeah, Carvelli, it sounds like your film's hotter now than it was before.
You guys don't understand, that's an expensive film. I think we should take up a little collection so I can get my film back. Look, what do you think, huh?
What was that about a film, Carvelli?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything about a film, Mrs. Carter. I was talking Murray. Murray, did I say anything about a film?
Yeah, Carvelli, you were saying that you...
Excuse us, Mrs. Carter, Mr. Woman, but we got a choir practice. See you later.
Yeah. About this film business. Will somebody please explain to me what happened?
Oh, Mr. Woodman, allow me to elucidate.
You see, the female butterfly, with her wings all aglow in black and yellow.
Come on, come on. That ain't what he's talking about.
Oh, wait a second. Let him finish.
Remained and they turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?